Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Giovanni?
Yeah, this is him.
How you doing, Giovanni? My name is Walter. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay, great. I'm not going to take too much of your time. We're going to do this as fast as I can, okay? All right. Okay. Let me see. All right. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yep.
Okay. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024's elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, great. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? White, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, mix?
Hispanic.
Okay. May I ask your age?
Yes, 27.
27? Okay, great.
Yes, 27.
Okay. Thinking about the direction that the country is heading, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is heading?
That's a difficult question because it can be misconstrued. I don't know if I should answer that one.
Okay, it's okay. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. I'm going to put don't know or refuse, okay? All right. Now I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. 10 is the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Reducing crime and gun violence.
7.5.
Okay. Making housing more affordable.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
8.
Okay. All right. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
8.
Addressing immigration and border issues.
3. Yes.
Okay. And fighting inflation and improving the economy.
That was a difficult question because it can be misconstrued as well. I
could put down don't know, refuse.
Yeah, because the issue with the economy is the disparity of wealth. That's what that would be. So, I mean, a 10.
Okay, fine. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
About the same.
Okay. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Less.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to 2. Marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, alcohol, opioids, and fentanyl, cigarettes, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Other don't know.
Other,
okay.
Yeah, and can I say the other? I mean, inflammatory rhetoric, getting blamed for all the issues in the country while at the same time saying that we don't do enough.
Okay, no problem. Okay, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that the advancing tobacco harm reduction will help improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
Disagree. This issue is completely put in the forefront for no reason. There's more... When there's more that should be done, tobacco has, none.
All right.
Never.
All right.
There, people are adults, they can make their own choices.
Do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, no problem. Now, do you agree or disagree that the government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy, focus on helping millions of American adults who can or won't quit cigarettes, switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products? Strongly disagree?
Yes, I do agree the government should stop pursuing that. People are adults.
Okay, strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree that the government should stop focusing on those issues.
Okay, no problem. Okay, we are halfway done, okay? Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Oral nicotine pouches?
Not familiar.
Electronic cigarettes or vapes?
Not familiar.
Heat not burn tobacco products.
Can you repeat that?
Heat not burn tobacco products.
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Not familiar.
Okay. I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Introduction of smoke-free alternative to cigarettes to the market? More government restrictions and bans? Cost of smoking has gone up? More education and anti-tobacco advertising? Don't know.
Government restrictions. If you make it a black market, if you make it illegal, like prohibition, there will be a market and you will be seen as cool to do it, and it would bring more of the youth towards it.
Okay, great. Now I am going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. The federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Statement B, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer. It has already become an epidemic that we'll be dealing with for decades to come. Which one do you agree, A or B?
B.
B?
Yes.
Okay, strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, great. Okay, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
Less,
okay. Now, I am going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen, while smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive. They represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer causing smoke. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
The vapes are less harmful than cigarettes?
Yes.
Basically?
Uh-huh.
Oh, like an 8, 9.
Okay. Now, our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking. And our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10?
0. They're adults. There shouldn't be more restrictions in place. Like I said, it will create a black market that's going to throw the youth into a spiral. Like
okay.
You said, there's 30. Yeah, it's the lowest rate in 30 years. I should not think there should be more regulations.
Okay, no problem. Now, opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opioids, used in Europe and Japan to combat cigarettes used by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. From 0 to 10?
Is this about the opioids or still cigarettes?
Well, it's both, kind of.
I mean, I don't want to answer them because then my answer for the opioids, that one I do understand because it's given as medication. But again, nicotine products are a choice, a personal choice that the person makes. They're adults when they make that choice. But
okay, no problem. I'm going to put down no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, let's see, we got two more. The FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death.
Agree. Turn.
Okay. All right. This is the last one on this one. Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay.
Oh,
okay, we already at 70. We're almost done. Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay. You did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reductions, the public health strategy focuses on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or want to quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
I want the same answer that I put in the beginning. I haven't changed my mind.
Okay,
I don't think it's a non-issue. Legislation should focus on more, you know, things that actually harm us, not this.
Oh, okay.
Prohibition doesn't work.
So I strongly disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. All right. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? You can say yes, no, don't know, or refuse. Beer?
Yeah.
Electronic cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Yeah.
Wine?
No.
Soda pop?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Cigars?
Is that like blunts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
And cigarettes?
No.
Okay. We're already 86. Now, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, don't know or refuse.
Some college.
To college, okay.
But, yeah.
Are you married? Or married with a partner? Single? Single.
No, I'm not married.
Are you single?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, no.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think or your current economic situation is? Are you wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income? Don't know.
Working class.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Does not apply. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural? Don't know.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban, for sure.
Okay. Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. We already at 95, but we only got like one more question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Question is... Well, does something else be recorded too? Like if I say like an anarchist?
Your name is not going to show anywhere. This is just a survey to see like who's ahead, and things like that.
Democrat.
Strong Democrat? Not strong Democrat?
No. Not strong Democrat.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential elections, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Bernie Sanders.
Okay. And in the 2024 elections for president were held today, as the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Hell no. Joe Biden.
Okay.
Or Bernie Sanders.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too, man.
You too. Thank you. Bye. So let's see. Just like that, right? Okay.